The Six Pointer Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Six Pointer Podcast. Immediate post-match reaction to Crystal Palace's 2-1 defeat away at Brentford. We're here in the Crown in Bromley. Myself and Luke, we've had a few Guinnesses, we've had a bit of grub. I think we've needed both of those things to try and deal with that game, bruv. What, how are you feeling immediately after that?
Frustrated, I'd say. Although the stats on whole were pretty equal, I think Palace had sort of 6 shots on target to Brentford's 5. I thought that we should have won that game, if I'm honest. I think that there was obviously Eze's goal, which was chalked off, which probably shouldn't have been because a bloke decided to trip over Will Hughes, which was given as a foul. I think especially the second half, we knocked on their door quite a bit. And credit to Mark Flecken, who obviously kept a decent net there, only conceding for an own goal, which is debatable whether Eddie would have put it in anyway. But yeah, I guess overall feeling is quite frustrated with that result.
Yeah, it felt like we were going to sort of pick off when we finished off last season, didn't it? I mean, the team picked itself, and I said to you before the game that if you look at the bench, the strength that's there and the fact that Kore and Lerma can't get in the first 11 shows just how far things have come. But it proved to be a frustrating afternoon for Palace. I think they started pretty well. I think Brentford had the first corner of the game, but apart from that, it was pretty much Palace on the ascendancy, and kind of frustrating when, well, the referee made the decision he did to blow up very, very early in that move, which meant that the goal then was disallowed. And as they were saying on the telly we were watching on, the VAR can therefore not intervene after that event. Which is frustrating, because in a normal circumstance, if it had been seconds, and it is seconds, 1 or 2 seconds later, ball's in the back of the net, he blows up to give the foul, VAR intervenes, and it's got up 1-0 Palace.
Yeah, I mean, not much more to say than what he did, bro, in terms of it saying the frustrations on that one. It's a brilliant bit of initiative from Eze to see the man, or see the keeper far away off from that near post to hit it in there. It's just one of those things, you know. We had conversations in the week about VAR this season and how it's going to be a little bit different, and obviously he wasn't able to come into play there, but one of those ones that you'd hoped it would have done, because if it would have done, obviously it would have been goal to Crystal Palace. But yeah, one of those things we just got to soak up. And then obviously the sucker punch of about 5-8 minutes later, conceding that goal. I think Dean Henderson was pretty unsighted, to be honest.
Well, there's a question for me over positioning of Tyreek for the goal, given the long ball upfield and he's kind of nowhere near there. Well, admittedly, he's in the attack for, you know, the other end of the pitch, but at the same time, you know, he's a long way away from there, and Gay's kind of exposed in that sense. I guess that's virtue of playing wing backs and playing three at the back the way that they do. But Gay did well to track him back. I'm not sure he could have done any more when he cut inside and got the shot, and it was a good shot into the corner. I don't think Henderson can do anything with it, can he?
Couldn't see it until too late, I think. And that's 1-0, and we're half time and 1-0 down, and doesn't really reflect the game and the ebb and flow of the game, I think. But changes at half time, we saw Eddie come on for Mateta. Don't think it was too much due to Mateta's injury there from Mark Flecken. I think he made a lot of that. He was trying to get a penalty, wasn't he?
On a penalty shout, yeah. I mean, to be fair, he got a touch on the ball, didn't he? And he took the ball where he needed to take it to be in with a shout. But yeah, he kind of was waiting. And fair play to Flecken for delaying his intervention, which meant that he kind of didn't really affect things. I guess it was a frustrating first half. I mean, Brentford had their moments, didn't they? It's fair to say that probably 1-0 at half time would have been a fair outcome. I mean, we felt Palace were a bit on this ascendancy, but yeah, I would have been distraught with a draw at half time. But like you say, a change made at half time. I don't know if Mateta was maybe blowing a bit, given he's been playing so frequently over the last few weeks. But
that's what I said to you. I was surprised to see him in the starting lineup. I would have thought that maybe Eddie would have started, given he's been a part of pre-season and JP's only been there for a week and a half or so. But JP looked lively, but let's see what happened to him. And Eddie came on and arguably forced the goal for the equaliser.
Yeah, tell me about it. Equaliser. Get us 1-0.
I think ball came over, didn't it? Too many Guinnesses in there right now. Ball came over, didn't, was it? Was it Mitchell? Anyway, yeah, ball came across and came back towards Edouard, who I think was behind Ethan Pinnock, who slid in, and it was a choice of, I don't know if the defender had much choice there. He had to get something on it. It ended up directly past his own keeper. And I think on balance, I think I turned to you and said that we deserved that, really, deserved to be level. Whether Eddie would have got there or not, who knows? But in terms of chance creation in that second half, I think we deserved to have a goal there.
It felt we were huffing and puffing, didn't it? It really did. It was frustrating for me because I thought that there were spells, particularly in the first half, where we looked really, really good. You know, lots of the continuation from last season in terms of the dominance of the ball and the spraying things around. I think you mentioned, bro, in the first half, just how good we looked. And it was really pleasing to see. I think Brentford frustrated us, right? Fair play to them. They frustrated us for large parts of the game. They played their game as well. You know, Bitty broke it up. I think goes to show just how well Brentford did against Palace, and that Palace got so many bookings. You know, Anderson was running a very tight line, wasn't he, for a long part of the game, given his early booking. I think Muniz got booked. You got booked already. You got booked. One attacking player got booked towards the end as well. So yeah, there were a number of Palace players on yellows. It just, I don't know, bruv, it just felt like a frustrating afternoon, and kind of was kind of topped off with their winning goal being relatively late in the game as well.
And would you put that down as a goalkeeper error? Because it looks bad. I think obviously he's tried to claw the goal back, the ball back, hasn't he? It's almost a little bit like, probably not the same, but in the same kind of ilk as Sprony against Troy Deeney at playoff final. Since it's gone behind him, he's dragged the ball back a bit, but unfortunately he's dragged it straight into the legs of a Brentford player. I don't know if it's a mistake or not, but we certainly have a few people who will point towards that, because it's an easy assumption to make, an easy bit of analysis, isn't it, that keeper should be doing better there.
I think the shot was very close range, wasn't it? Not very far out from goal at all. The ball came across, the guy who eventually scored obviously missed it. The other Brentford chap, sorry, I forget the names here, but blasts it at Henderson sort of claws it out, but you can't really claw it anywhere because of how hard it's shot at him for close distance. So, you know, it's kind of a case of you get something on it, and then the other guy's there to finish it off. So no, I don't think so. I think it's a case of did what he could do with it in the circumstances. I think it's just frustrating. It's less about the goal for me and more about how we struggle to then produce enough of substance, given Flecken had a good game, but enough to really, really put us in a chance of finishing 2-2, which I said to you at 1-0, I thought we was going to drop 2 points, not anything else.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if the players were under instruction to shoot more in the second half, because Adam Wharton had a couple of long range shots from outside the box, didn't he, that troubled the keeper. Eze got flicked over and put through a couple of times that the keeper stood up too well at his near post. There were a couple of bits and pieces, but I think if you have to look at the game as sort of like on balance, you have to say that Brentford more clinical, weren't they, when they were through on goal? You know, they finished their chances where Palace were wasteful. If you're going to look at it, I guess in that sort of analysis, we created enough chances to score goals. We didn't score the goals, therefore maybe we deserve what we got from the game. Just frustrating given the balance of the play, I think, and the way that we played during the game, it felt it was deserving of more. But that's football, you know, away game, open game of the season. I guess we'll bring on West Ham next Saturday.
Yeah, I think that Palace, you think like, do you want a reaction? You kind of want more of the same, don't you, from Palace today, just to push on and hopefully take the chances, because we had plenty of the ball, plenty of opportunities, particularly in the first half, but you know, also in the second half, and it just felt like it was lacking that finishing clinical touch.
And look, games change goals. Goals change games, I should say. So, you know, let's say that on another day that Eze free kick is given, Palace go 1-0 up. You know, they could get another one, or they could shut up the shop a bit more. Who knows what happens in terms of that? But you know, the way that it's played out today, it wasn't our day, I think, in West London, and it's our day next Saturday in South London against East London's West Ham. Lots of London's going on.
Lots of London's.
East, West, South. We're not going north yet, but we know South's best.
Fingers crossed, yeah. Look, thanks everyone for joining us this afternoon. Enjoy the rest of the Sunday. we're going to maybe have a couple of cases, yeah. There's always a response to be made next week against West Ham, as Luke says, back at Fortress Cellar. So, at Six Pointer Podcast, Instagram and Twitter, as always. And as always, up the Palace.
The Six Pointer Podcast.